Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, man, that was that Crown Heights affair. How you doing? This is Darlene Lewis, host and producer of Hear No Evil, here at blogtalkradio.com/Hear No Evil. Hopefully you will be calling in the show. If you want to talk to me right now, I'll be on till 7 p.m. Call me now at 347-989. There's so much I want to talk to you about. 347-989-0761. Tonight's special topic is going to be about parents pimping their children for money. Now, there are more and more and more children today on medication than ever before. Now, one social worker that I know who is actually working with the foster care system says that many parents that are single utilize their children to get Social Security benefits and welfare. Do you believe that the children that are on medication grow up to have uncontrollable behaviors? Now, why has this trend continued, and why isn't someone investigating this situation? I think we should really, really look into parents pimping children for money. So call me now, 347-989-0761. 989-0761-347 is the area code. Have you ever realized about the secrets that some kids keep when they know that their parents are doing wrong? Yes, parents prey on children's identities as victims stay silent. Burdening Beginnings. It's a series examining the problem of child identity theft. Now, Anna Ramirez rents a cramped two-bedroom house in Southern California with her husband and three young children. Someday she hopes to buy a home. But according to her credit report, the 25-year-old already owns a home. In fact, she has been a delinquent homeowner, at least on paper, since she was 10 years old, she said. Ramirez said her mother stole her identity to take out a mortgage when she was a child, but failed to make timely payments and nearly fell into foreclosure. When Ramirez became an adult, she discovered her credit was trashed. So Ramirez had a choice. She could either report her mother to the police, which is a necessary step to fixing her credit, or say nothing and enter adulthood with a tarnished financial reputation. She decided to keep quiet. Now her blemished record is preventing Ramirez and her husband from acquiring a home loan. She feels helpless and frustrated, but out of a sense of family loyalty, she refuses to file a police report that will impair her credit. She's angry at times, but she says, it's my mom. She wouldn't want to do that to her. Now, Ramirez says she is a victim of child identity theft, a crime that is capturing the attention of authorities as young adults find their Social Security numbers have been abused for years without detection. When victims turn 18, they encounter a series of financial roadblocks, unable to acquire loans for college, cars, or homes due to a damaged credit report. But advocates say cases like Ramirez's are the most difficult to detect and resolve, because the ones who are supposed to monitor children's credit, your parents, are the thieves, and victims are often unwilling to report them. Without a police report, experts say it is nearly impossible to restore a victim's good name. Now, an estimated 500,000 children have had their identity stolen by a parent, according to ID Analytics, which sells identity fraud protection. It is a crime opportunity. It is a crime of opportunity, excuse me, with the culprits having total access to their children's unused Social Security numbers and the victims unaware they are victims at all. Imagine being a juvenile delinquent, incarcerated for 6, 7 months, or maybe 8 months, and your mom or your dad is using your Social Security number to obtain credit cards. It's amazing. The concern over child identity theft comes as Americans have a greater need for clean resources and sources of credit. Last April, 25% of Americans had credit scores of less than 600, the least credit-worthy category, compared to 15% before the recession began, according to data compiled by Deutsche Bank. Therefore, the temptation to hijack a child's pristine credit may be greater than ever. Government efforts to stop child identity theft have only created new problems. In 1987, the federal government launched a program to encourage parents to apply for their newborn Social Security numbers at birth so identity thieves didn't apply for them first. But the program had an unintended consequence. By issuing Social Security numbers in a predictable sequence based partly on the year a person was born, identity thieves could infer a child's 9-digit identifier based on public information, according to Alessandro Esquisti, associate professor at Carnegie Mellon University. In response, the Social Security Administration in June began assigning a randomized series of numbers to children. But some say this may complicate future efforts to prevent child identity theft. The credit card industry, for example, relies on the older, predictable sequence to reject applications linked to Social Security numbers that appear to belong to children. Well, this may make it a little easier for children to be victimized. In the largest study on child identity theft to date, researchers at Carnegie Mellon University earlier this year found the identity theft rate among children, 10.2%, was 51 times higher than among adults, 0.2% in the same population. The stolen identities of children were used to purchase homes and cars, open credit card accounts, gain employment, and obtain driver's licenses, according to the report. The study was based on data provided by DBIX, which sells identity theft services and offers free scans for parents who want to find out if a credit file exists on their child. Now, last year, more than 18,000 identity theft companies were reported to the Federal Trade Commission by victims 19 and under, making up about 8% of all complaints. That number has remained mostly flat over the past 3 years. Experts say figures on child identity theft are likely much higher because the crime often goes unreported. ID Analytics estimates more than 140,000 children are victims of identity theft each year based on a one-year study of children enrolled in the firm's identity protection service. Now, advocates say the lack of reporting is most common when parents hijack their children's Social Security numbers. The unwillingness of victims to report these cases can be found in a small survey taken this year by the Identity Theft Resources Center. Out of 55 identity theft victims who were targeted by family members, 24% said that did not feel right about filing a police report, the survey found. An additional 13% said, my family is ashamed and remains in denial. And 9% said, my family will turn against me if I take any action against them. This is ridiculous. It is totally unacceptable. You know, some people are torn about whether they should do something or not, said Gabby Beltran, a spokesman for Identity Theft Resources. They'll say, it's my mom or it's my dad, and I don't want anything to happen to them. A good number of them don't even do anything. Some states have different penalties for parents of guardians who steal children's identities. Florida, for example, has made the crime a second-degree felony with a maximum punishment of 15 years in prison. Still, experts say more children will be victimized and more should be done to help children sort through the time-consuming and expensive process of repairing credit fraud. Victims of identity theft spend an average of 330 hours fixing their credit and incur more than $850 in expenses, according to the Identity Theft Resource Center. Police are often unwilling to take a report when parents use their children's social security number, viewing it as a domestic matter, and the child welfare system is not equipped to handle cases of parents stealing their children's identities because children are not allowed to retain legal assistance on their own. You don't have a system now that considers the financial abuse of a child as a gateway to needing assistance. There's got to be someone who can step into those shoes and act in the child's best interest. A family secret. Parents use their children's social security numbers for a variety of reasons. Some use them to get jobs because they have felony convictions on their records. Others use them to apply for credit cards and utilities because their own credit is tarnished. Last April, Maryland resident Jimmy Louis Craighead, age 40, was convicted of stealing the identities of his three children, ages 6, 4, and 2. He told the judge he and his wife were not able to get credit in their own name, so they used their children's names to get money for food, fuel, and other necessities, according to the Carroll County Times. They have maxed out their ability to get credit, so they borrow their child's thinking. Oh, it's okay. I'll pay all the bills, so by the time they turn 18, they'll have great credit, Linda Foley, co-founder of ID Theft InfoSource and an expert on child identity theft, said at a conference last July. Well, they haven't unlearned the best and the bad behaviors that got them in debt in the first place. So at 18, the child ends up in debt. If you think that a person should turn in their parent for using their credit, their Social Security card to get credit, call me now at 347-989-0761. When I come back, we will talk about medication and children. Be right back.
See, I believe in money, power, respect. First you get the money, then you get the motherfucking power. After you get the fucking power, boom,
keep lying.
Yeah. Hey, yo, my whole clique bout it, we take yours while you pout about it. Truck, step out, the hordes wanna crowd around it. You can see me on Optimum TV, or in your bathroom, turn the light out, scream Bloody Mary, 1, 2, 3. Chic ain't your usual friend, but I can set you up like Heisen, walk straight at the end. I'm done with ice and chums, I'm tryna ice my whole pack when I'm gone. Pull up with class on the dawn. Once I meet him, I greet him. Kiss his feet for freedom. Tell him thank you, Lord. Cause on earth I was getting bored. Now resurrect me back to the tack or sheet. So I can make the sound and get back the cats that sleep. 230, 6'2. Me buds for you, that's like a cat versus a pit bull. Gun, no flip bull. Keep hunger and plan for the future. Cause you figure you gon' be older. Way longer than you gon' be younger.
Eat alive, money counts, bet. Eat alive, money counts. Money, power, respect, money, power, respect, money, power, respect, keep it alive.
clock tick. I really love hair, but I'm still a hostage. Two personalities, check the posture. Smoke out the mouth, flare out the nostrils. Thinking death, then life seems scary. I pass the graveyard, seeing people here merry. I ain't chilling till I'm out parachuting. Race my man in my own time for about 10 diamonds. 25,000 apiece, fuck streets. Trying to own the island, forget about wildin'. Try riding in the car that be gliding. If I showed you where I live, you would think I was hiding. Sling dick, the chicks that don't speak English. Wake up in Trinidad, like fucking a rich. Come back, private jet, live on set. If you can shit gold, I can spit to get.
1 pound set, I'm eating live. 1 pound set, I'm eating right. 1 pound set, I'm sleeping nice. You'll see the light.
Yo, nothing but the hotness whenever we drop this. Monotonous for y'all to keep hating, cause y'all never gon' stop us. I keep my rock spotless and my hoes topless. Take time, try to figure out who the lot is. Spare no one, kick rhymes like Shogun. You scared to blow one, get robbed with your own gun. If I don't respect you, I'ma check you. And if I don't kiss you, I'ma peck you. Right before I wet you, I sneeze on tracks and bless you. I'm special, and if you like working out, then I'm gon' stretch you. Hustling is dead, but we still get red. Serve the spots in the bakeries to give back bread. And y'all said my money's spent, but it's an event. So when the feds come, the dogs can't get a cent. And my story, self-explanatory, that I'm the hottest thing on the street, and y'all ain't got nothing for me.
Keep alive,
yeah.
1 pound set, I'm eating right. 1 pound set, I'm eating right. 1 pound set, I'm sleeping nice. You'll see the light. Keep alive, 1 pound set, I'm eating right. 1 pound set, I'm eating right. 1 pound set, 1 pound set, 1 pound set.
This is a beat that I can freak. Just drop the rail. Bless a nigga with the ill. Y'all niggas know my skill. X from the grill. Hit 'em up. Split 'em up. Wet 'em up. Watch 'em come. Get 'em up. Set 'em up. When you do dirt, you get dirt. Bitch, I make your shit hurt. Step back like I did work. Take no fucking game. You think I'm playing? Till you land. The way the junkyard, the tan. Moms at home praying. You're coming home, but you not. You sitting up in the trunk, starting to rap. And the hell is hot, though, because I'm here now, baby. It's going down, baby. Get the 4 pound, baby. And let off up in the nigga. Especially if he think he's bigger. Get my motherfucking trigger. Did I? Can I get my? Is it gone? DMX is representing one time for the song.
1 pound
set,
eating live. 1 pound set, eating right. 1 pound set.
Money, power, and respect. Seems like a lot of parents are not respecting the needs of their children. We have a caller calling in. Welcome to blogtalkradio.com on the Hear No Evil show. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Abdul Latif Salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. We're talking about parents pimping children for money. But before we go into that, let me tell you about a foster parent who also has her own biological children. She's from Florida. She's been illegally here on welfare for 20 years, shows how to milk the system. Now, this news reporter from Fox News, Steve Harrigan, reported on the completely out-of-control food stamp program in Florida. He said the illegal immigrant Marita Nelson, 50, is a single mother of seven who collects $240 in food stamps, receives child support, government-funded housing, medication, and $700 a month in Social Security. And she has been getting assistance for the last 20 years. Now Nelson wants others in her situation to know that they can get the same help. So she went on YouTube and start recruiting people on how they can milk the system. Now, mind you, foster children also, as well as regular children that come from two-parent or one-parent homes, are on psychotropic medication. And it's big, big, big money when your child is diagnosed with AIDS. When your child is diagnosed with ADHD, now how do you feel about that?
Well, you have to understand the world we live in today is so much filled with materialistic nonsense. Mm-hmm. People are drunk with ignorance. And everybody's out to capitalize off of the next person's suffering, whether it be a parent and a child or a sister or a brother, whatever. Nobody's, there's no morals and principles. It's like every man for himself, all bets is off. Anything, everything is good, so to speak. So, you know, in reference to, you know, foster care, to me, I look at the whole foster care situation as well. That's a whole money-making scheme anyway, because you have people getting foster children just for the extra income. Then when they get the income, they're using these kids, like you say, to do whatever, you know, hiring out, pimping them out, prostituting them. Sex trade, you name it, they're doing it, drug trafficking. So it's not a surprise. The sad part is the powers that be who so-called control, you know, the foster care entity, they're the ones to blame. Because if proper screening is done and proper education is done, background checks, et cetera, then it would limit such things. Because if you step outside the realm of foster care, this is going on in the neighborhood as we speak right now. Because the parents are not respecting the children because they have no respect for themselves. This is why the children are not respecting the parents. Mm. Then you have parents that are 5, 10 years older than their children, or so to speak. Babies having babies. So when they grow up, grandmothers are 30 years old going to the clubs with their daughters and nieces and cousins and nephews. So it's like it's open season for negativity. Mm. You know, it's nobody's regulating anything anymore. The only thing they're regulating is keeping the poor people poor and the rich people rich. And everybody in between is getting it how they get it. Whether I got to pimp my daughter out on foster care or tell my son, go down here and be a male prostitute, or whatever the case. There's no more morals and principles nowhere. It starts at home. You know, like years ago, if I did something wrong on my block or any block, if one of my mother's friends saw me, they chastised me, took me to my mother or one of my relatives, they chastised me, and then when my mother came home, I got the real chastisement. It's no more of that, because if you chastise a child now, they call the police on you, children's services and everything. So, you know, it's an open season for negativity. The devil is running rampant in the neighborhood. Morals and principles are out the window, and, you know, it's a free-for-all.
Now, did you know that more non-Hispanic whites are on medication than black and Hispanics? That it's more of them on psychotropic drugs than anything, but that's not promoted as much as black and Hispanic kids are promoted as being
You have to understand the media. The media is that's the propaganda tool. As long as you keep people focused on one thing, I keep you in the dark over here while I'm shining the light on other issues that you're not even paying attention to. Prime example, when Bush was in office and they had an anthrax threat, Bush told everybody to go out and buy duct tape, take the windows up, and what everybody did, they bum rushed Walmart, bought duct tape, plastic stuff for their windows, and everybody was taping themselves in their house. For what? Nothing happened. But then when the towers fell, it's a terrorist attack. It wasn't a terrorist attack. The best way to cover up any illegal transactions from state to state, country to country, everything came through the World Trade Center. You blow the World Trade Center up, it's no more traces of nothing illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Based on history, Africa Bambaataa said it years ago. Anything that the powers that be want to show you that they did or already going to do, they're going to put it in a movie. So if you look at all these movies with the military and they're expendable, collateral damage, so to speak, or if I blow up this neighborhood, how many casualties? If we blow up this certain area or we infiltrate this certain area, we'll lose 10,000 people, but over here we're gaining $20 billion. What do you think they're going to blow up?
Wow.
So it speaks for itself. But when you bring these issues to society, so to speak, the first thing come to their mind, you're a conspiracy theorist, because they don't know the reality from the fake.
Well,
they brainwashed.
Not to get too far off the topic, parents pimping their children for money, using their kids' social security cards to get credit to buy
homes.
Cable.
You living in a project, you riding around the Escalade. But yet, you getting food stamps and Medicaid.
So what do you think should be done with the food stamp system?
Well, you have to understand, I was just reading, I was on the news. They had seven people from, I think, Connecticut, all Caucasian, all of them was making over $80,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
and every one of them was arrested for Medicaid fraud, welfare fraud, food stamp fraud.
Mm-hmm.
And they had been getting benefits for like over 10 years.
The system is not
policing itself. But here it is, a struggling person like me or you, we go to try to get benefits. Oh, we got to wait 45 days. We come back. Oh, your paperwork didn't go through. You got to fill this out again. You got to re-cert every 6 months, But here it is, you got Joe Blow living in Danbury, Connecticut, or Westchester County, in a $100,000 home driving five cars. He getting Medicaid, food stamps, and everything. I don't understand. So who's zooming who here? You know, it's so scary. But the reality of it is, like you said, people are getting away with total disrespect. It's no regard for human life. If you have a parent that has, okay, let's say a household with five biological children, why would you want to turn around and get two more foster care children? That's a plot right there. I mean, that's a red flag should go up right there.
Why would a person want to have five children?
If you can't take care of your five biological children, how are you going to take care of these three foster
so
kids
we suggest,
with, the money,
so we're
with
saying,
the money that you're going to get?
So we're saying that, so are you saying that if she has five children, she should not get assistance because she has a man in her life and so he should
be
assisted?
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Maybe there should be a limit to how many children, how much benefits you get if you keep getting pregnant, you know what I'm saying? Because if you're coming to an agency to get money and you have children, there is another parent somewhere. So why aren't they contributing to the welfare of the child?
This is why they have programs set up now to where in certain areas in the city of New York City, Bronx, Brooklyn, whatever, they're making people work for their benefits now.
Right, but then who's going to take care of the children if the parents?
They have daycare set up. They have believe me, this will lead back to the laziness of the parents. Okay, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you got a child, and let's say you want to go back to school or you want to go back to work, but you have
mm-hmm.
a 3-year-old or a 2-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to watch your child? Okay,
mm-hmm.
a responsible parent would go out and seek proper daycare or
mm-hmm.
find a relative that's responsible and leave
mm-hmm.
that child there. Because
mm-hmm.
I never was left with a daycare center, or I was always with an aunt or a cousin or whatever. So, like I said, times have changed. People are looking
mm-hmm.
for the quick fix, the quick way out, for the quick dollar. So if this parent is struggling working two jobs and her children is in daycare center, now you got to watch the people in the daycare center now because they're doing corrupt things. So you can't win no matter how. You try. The bottom line is this.
Well,
this is
an episode that will probably have to be a part two. We only have 1 minute left, and we have to promote our products, goods, and service. I thank you for calling in. Tune in every Thursday at 6:30 on blogtalkradio.com on the Hear No Evil show. Make sure you go to futurenetworkproductions.com. To get books by Darlene Lewis, go to lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. And please make sure you support black-owned businesses. Thank you.
Dice pineapple. Tonight you shall reach a height that the sky won't catch you. The highest form of my admiration. I ain't no connoisseur, but I'm kind of sure you will admire my tasting before the sun graze you. I'm trying to see how deep you are. And believe me, shawty, I ain't talking about no intimate conversation. I want to see if I can make you reach things unobtainable when I peek into your nature. And I promise you my goals will exceed any physical pleasure. I want to give you what's better than better. The better my effort, the wetter her treasure. The more these mere moments seem like heavens or temporary forevers. Shawty, get it together. Dice pineapple. May your love come down so my mind might have you. You design my imagination. Let me redefine foreplay so you need five. And tell me, shawty, you got it, baby. If it's not it, baby, hope it's progress, baby.
Let it all drip, baby. Stop that shaking. No more talking, baby. No more talking, baby.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples that my baby tastes the best. I nearly lost my mind, guess it was a test. Swept off her feet and went and bought her ass a Lex. Paid it off cash so I never wrote a check. Leave my cars at her crib, I'm just stunting on the X. Pussy's excellent and I know it sound a mess. I let her make her toes curl as I'm licking on her flesh. Sex all night, couple shots of Ciroc. Crib on the water, got LeBron up the block. Money ain't a thing, baby, welcome to the mob. Diced pineapples, talking diamonds by the jar. Bitch so bad, got me wishing I could sing. A uniform, Isabel Marant, when you on the team. Double MG, the mother niggas fell off. Baby girl, I just wanna see you well off.
Call me crazy, shit, at least you're calling. Feels better when you let it out, don't it, girl? Know it's easy to get caught up in the moment. When you say it cause you mad, then you take it all back. Then we fuck all night till things get right. Then we fuck all night till things get right.
Shawty so fine, pussy so fresh. Diced pineapples, I just bought my girl a set. I know my lifestyle, wow, I do it for the set. She know how to make me smile and she do it with the sex. Pop bottles, make love, thug passion. Red bottoms, Montclair, high fashion. Belt.